Another news, Saudi Arabia is removing all COVID-19 restrictions for the Hajj pilgrimage this year. It's welcoming back pre-pandemic numbers of visitors to the holy site. The pilgrimage usually draws more than 2 million people each year to the city of Mecca. In 2020, numbers were limited to just 1,000 people from inside the kingdom, and last year, only 1 million foreign pilgrims were allowed in. Well, Khaled Batrafi is a professor at Al Faisal University. He is also a writer and political analyst in Saudi Arabia. He joins us from Istanbul. Welcome to the News Hour. The Hajj, of course, as we were just saying, one of the world's largest gatherings of people. This must be a huge relief for pilgrims now.
Yeah, sure, because for 1 year at least, there was zero Hajj in 2020. But then we eased a little bit and came up with 600,000. Last year, it came up to close to 1 million. So this year may go back to the 2019, when it was about 2.5 million Hajj. So that's a huge increase, and that's a lot of relief to millions of Hajjis who are looking forward to this one time in a lifetime opportunity, especially that now there is no age restriction. During the last few years, it was between 18 and 60. Now there is no age restriction, so children can come also, and senior people can also come.
Will any new health precautions be taken as the pilgrimage returns? I mean, there had been some suggestion in the past that the Hajj would be limited to people who hadn't done it before.
No, so far there is no restrictions. Here in Saudi Arabia, there is none at all for almost a year now. We can travel without taking a test. We can go to malls, exercise our lives, go anywhere without wearing masks. So life became normal in Saudi Arabia, and tourists are welcomed. Millions of them came last year, especially to Riyadh, for the Riyadh season, and many went to Doha for the World Cup and came through Saudi Arabia. So I believe it's a normal step. It's expected, highly expected. Only the good news that the age restriction is no more, and there is no limit on numbers. For the last year, also there was no limit on Umrah visas. So anyone who wishes to come to Saudi Arabia could come anytime during the year, not just in the season. And millions have come the last months of the year. And this is now the ultimate step, that about 2.5 or maybe more, 3 million Hajjis will congregate in one place. It's a challenge, of course, to the Saudi authorities, but so far we succeeded without any problem.
And please remind us how it works, because many pilgrims have to go through registered travel agents, particularly when they're coming from the West. Will these companies now be undergoing more scrutiny? Will they be looking more closely into who wants to travel there?
That depends on the companies from the West. But for us, there is no reason to worry. I mean, anybody who's healthy enough and in good shape, who could afford to come, could come. And this year, there is no also exclusive rights to companies in Saudi Arabia. So any agency in the West or the East or anywhere could just contact directly any company and choose the right price and the right terms, sign up with them. It's another good news that the Minister of Hajj had announced yesterday.
Khaled Batrafi, great to have you on the News Hour. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.